This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
Recycled Sounds was a record store that once sat at Westport in Maine. It was a focal point for Kansas City's music scene through the 90s and early 2000s, but closed almost 10 years ago. Bassist and composer Johnny Hamill of Mr. Marco's V7 recently put out a recording that pays tribute to what he says was the best part of the store. The owner, Ann Winter. She died unexpectedly 5 years ago. As part of our Story of a Song series, Johnny Hamill talks about writing the song, The Privilege. It's performed by the musical duo Victor and Penny.
I just dream sounds. Sometimes there's colors, but very rarely it's just usually black. I mean, I'm hearing music in my head right now. Like, it's always there. It's just a matter of paying attention to it.
So the sides are always playing down at Winter's place.
And this girl is always laughing with this smile on her face.
The Privilege is dedicated to Anne, and it's, you know, most of the words are about Anne, but it's really the privilege of growing up in the city with those people.
And this girl is always dancing.
So the first time I went in the Recycled Sounds, I was just a customer hanging out there. It was more Anne coming out to see the band and then going, you should come play, you know, I need a recording, so, and you play my store. And I think that's the same story with a lot of the musicians. You know, like her powerful, so positive of how great you were. And she wouldn't, it wasn't just like one time see you and say, yeah, you should do that. She would just show back up to the next gig and with a big old smile and... You knew that she was going to ask you to record a record that every time you saw her, every time, you know, like, where's my recording that I could sell in my store? That's what she would say.
Record's true if it takes a little while, Casey style.
I think the first three releases we had our CD release party at Recycled Sounds. You know, like, she was just like, yeah, Tuesday.
It's
like, it's hard to actually know where to put your CD in my store, which I liked a lot, and I just told her, thank you. You know, like, that is one of my main purposes in life, is to defy categories. Like, you can put a V7 record in the rock aisle, you can put it in the jazz aisle, you can put it in the weird aisle, you can put it in the polka aisle. I knew that I wanted to write this one for Victor and Penny because, you know, me and Aaron, like, talked about Anne deeply. And she's actually the one that reminded me so much of Anne's ability to smile at us all. And we were all drunk, and she wasn't. But, you know, we didn't notice until, like, I think it was hard for Anne to shut the store down, but, you know, it was the time that people weren't buying records anymore. So, you know, digital age had killed every record store. That's why they're not. I mean, it's interesting that now we have Mills and Josie and they're popping back up because people are realizing that they're missing this thing.
It's just a privilege to be you. Smiles to you. The record's true. If it takes a little while, Casey style. Feeling greedy, please. To see you. It's just a privilege to be you. There you are, you little bar. Living in the smelly car. Life is more for the Main Street star.
Privilege is performed by Victor and Penny, and it was written by Johnny Hamill. It's a tribute to the late Ann Winter of Recycled Sounds. It's on a recording called God, Thanks for Everything. Hamill's working on that project in collaboration with and celebration of Kansas City's music scene. This Story of a Song was produced by KCUR's Suzanne Hogan.